Saudi Arabia's warplanes continue their airstrikes on Yemen, killing more people in the Arab country. In the latest attack, Saudi fighter jets targeted a house in Arhab district in the capital Sana'a. The raid left 4 women and 5 children dead. Saudi Arabia launched the war against its southern neighbor last March in a bid to bring the ousted Yemeni president back to power. The onslaught has left over 9,600 people dead since then. Let's speak to Catherine Shakdam. She's a Middle East expert and she joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Shakdam. Now, it's almost tiring to speak of the Saudi war on Yemen day after day as the casualties mount. However, we're not seeing any action being taken on the ground against it.
No, no whatsoever. And the reason being, I mean, the Saudi have been quite clever in the way that they've constructed this, you know, this narrative of war, where they have bought, you know, the UN silence. They have made sure that they continue to buy, you know, weapons from Western powers, which means that Western capitals have had to some degree to sit by and watch Yemen burn because they're making a lot of money out of it. And it's actually, you know, fitting within, you know, their own foreign policy agendas in terms of, you know, crushing you know, popular movement and trying to basically, you know, impose a certain political rhetoric in the Middle East. I mean, I don't think that any Western capitals would like to see, you know, political self-empowerment in the Middle East, especially not in Yemen, because Yemen is a very geostrategic, you know, country in the Middle East. It opens up to Asia, Africa, beyond the Middle East, and of course Europe. And as such, represents, you know, it is very important. I mean, everybody is fighting over Yemen right now. This is just the reality. Nobody wants the Yemeni to be in charge. And you know, this is not just that. This is criminal at this point, where it's more than 10,000 people have died. By the way, I think the numbers are grossly underestimated. I think the MENA Relief Organization said something around 13,000, you know, dead now. And I'm talking just about civilian casualties. I'm not talking about resistance fighters or the military. So, you know, this is a grand catastrophe that we see unfold in southern Arabia. And nobody seems to kind of realize the danger that Yemen represents should it fall within the hands of, you know, Wahhabi Saudi Arabia. Nobody seems to get it. And I think that it is a very sad state of affair. That being said, the resistance is actually taking matters in their own hands. And they have, you know, they are now actually looking outside for support, and support is coming to them.
Right, Ms. Shakdam, but then it's been almost a year and a half of war for the people in Yemen. We've spoken of how it's a humanitarian catastrophe in the making. However, as you've just pointed out, that Yemen is of extreme geostrategic importance. So how long can the people of Yemen hold off?
It's a very good question. I don't know. And, you know, this is something, I mean, if you just look at them already, I think that 18 months, you know, of resistance against over 36 countries, including several military superpowers, you know, says a lot about the type of, you know, resistance that Yemen has demonstrated. I mean, this country, for me, represents the epitome of courage and bravery. I mean, they have gone beyond the call of duty, I would say, because they have had to, you know, handle tremendous hardship, you know, difficulty of the likes I don't think that any countries in our history has ever seen before. You know, and so, you know, again, it is a credit to the Yemeni people. That being said, I think that countries in the region, I mean, those at least who understand what resistance means and who understand what it is to have self-political determination, understand now and have understood for quite some time that Yemen needs help. The problem is always about timing. It's always about taking into consideration, you know, the power dynamic at play as well, not to make things actually worse for Yemen. And you have to remember, too, that Yemen had to ask for help. If Yemen does not ask for help, then help cannot come, because, of course, countries such as Russia, Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, we never intervene in Yemen unless they're actually invited in, unless there's some kind of a political consensus in Yemen where the Yemeni people want to see help coming from outside. And two, you know, it would mean that if help was to come, then, you know, we are facing a potential escalation in terms of the military intervention and fight, where, you know, Saudi Arabia could actually declare war on other countries. And because of the alliance that it has, other countries could actually declare war too on those who are coming to help Yemen. Yemen. So it is a very difficult dynamic. That being said, I think that when it comes to, again, resistance, you know, resistance does not abide by the rules of international law as we understand them today, or political dynamics as we understand them today. Resistance will do what resistance wants to do because it withholds popular legitimacy. So I think that when you see, you know, the resistance going to Iraq, for example, to call for support, and support was given, you know, at least politically, it is very important. You can see today that the resistance is actually, you know, shaping its own destiny and not waiting for Western powers to do something. It's not waiting for Saudi Arabia to just give up. It's going to make them give up because there is no other way but forward. Again, the Houthi have, you know, went into Saudi Arabia. Nobody talks about that. But they are actually in Najran and Asir, which are southern Saudi provinces, and they have made great headways there. The Saudi are being defeated on their own ground, never mind Yemen. All they have managed to do so far is just destruction and, you know, and random killing of civilians. But in terms of military gain, nothing has been achieved whatsoever. In terms of political gain, nothing has been achieved whatsoever. All they're really good at is genocide. All they're really good at is killing people, but they're not succeeding at anything else. And so the resistance has already won by those standards. When you see, you know, Houthi fighters, resistance fighters going inside Saudi Arabia barefoot and managing to take over, you know, military outposts and making Saudi military run for their lives, you know, this is to tell you just how determined the resistance movement is in Yemen, and they are winning. You know, and I would like to add, you know, just as a matter of fact, that those provinces that the resistance movement are actually in right now are actually belong to Yemen historically. So it could actually just be a return, I would say, or a restoration of Yemen as it was meant to be all along.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Middle East expert Catherine Shakhdam joining us via Skype from London. Ms. Shakhdam, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.